We're taking Quartet Music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Great God, you are great. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. You are great, God.
Hey, no weapon they throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Yeah. Just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say.
God is good. It goes on down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
I'm going to ask Joe if you'll come tonight and share with me. This is Jonah Gunn of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. When you talk about praising your way through, it is this young man, after going through open heart surgery, how many? Three, triple bypass, not so long ago, and God gave him back his life. Give God some praise for him. Well, I come tonight to tell you, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it smells like, let me tell you something, nothing, somebody said nothing, nothing is too hard for God. There are no problems, there are no crises, there are no situations. God got it all in control. I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance when I'm alone in my soul. Yeah, yeah. I come to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control. You know what? He put that reassurance way down in my soul.
So you know what I want you to say? I want you to say this to somebody tonight. It's gonna be alright in the morning. I believe you can say it.
It's gonna be alright in the morning. How many believe that?
He's happy.
God got it all
said he really been good to me. God has on my mind, smile on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. Said he's really been good to me. Yeah. Amazing grace, oh Lord, how sweet it sounds. It saved a wretch like me. Said I once was lost, but now I'm found.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
On the bus, parking in the parking lot. Amen. Let's give Lincoln Park a big round of applause and our pastor for the new bus. Amen. Amen. And so we are going to back him up with this bus. That's what we're doing. We're going to support him in the purchase of this bus. Is that what we're doing? Say that again now.
Amen.
All right. So we're going to do that. So we know that whatever, however God bless us, you know, we have to be thankful. Say amen.
Amen.
And so we are thankful that God has continued to bless Lincoln Park throughout. When the devil said no, God said yes. And so we're still moving on, and it's with the help of the Lord and with the help of us, because God does not rain down money.
Yeah.
Amen. It has to come out of our pockets. So Founders Day, we're getting ready for Founders Day. So let us get ready, all the LPHC12 groups, let us get ready for Founders Day. And also this year, after 3 long years without, we're going back to our annual revival. Say amen.
Amen.
And our annual revival is going to be August 23rd through the 25th. We're going to go back. We're going to serve dinner at 6 o'clock. So all you got to do is come eat your dinner. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to come up and we're going to have our service. Reverend Frank Thomas from Philadelphia is ready to come back, amen, for our annual revival. Amen. And so it's fitting that he will come back, amen, that we know that his dad and our former, the pastor that I knew before we got this revival, Bishop Eli Ratcliffe Jr., and now obviously William Eli Ratcliffe is keeping that up. And so, amen, tradition is it's something about legacy and tradition that we should be proud of. Amen. Our revival dues is $10. We're encouraging everyone that can and will. Please, ma'am, please, sirs, please let us make ready for our annual revival and our Founders Day. And we're going to get ready for the end of the church here with the two round assembly of Pentecostal Holy Church, Holy Convocation. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. The songwriter said, we don't need another horizon. We don't need another talker on the stage. But what we need is a special word that we're born within our heart to give us some direction from above. So today, after the song, we're going to have our pastor and overseer that's going to come in the Lord's way. So we don't want you to see him. We want you to see him. The capital S-I-M. Amen. Amen. We ask you to sit attentively. So just say, overseer,
preach
the word.
You ever find yourself in a place? Just said it'll be happening. But look now, it's really happening. You thought was impossible. You say yes, now he's on a roll. Blessings keep packing. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Having you say help, he's backing up a bit. Whatever you say help, backing up a bed, yeah. Speak whatever you want. If you've been dreaming, you've got it. And don't doubt it.
I need you on your feet tonight.
See
come on.
What
come on.
Do.
Come on. People for miracles.
People for miracles.
People for miracles. This is a day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you are glad to be in the service one more time? You say, maybe my last time. I don't know. But I'm glad to be in the service one more time. And if I couldn't say a word, I'll just what? Come on, I can't hear you. What? Wave my hand. Lord, I heard you, Sister Pink, from the grass. I heard you. Your voice went over top of everybody. Come on, say it again. I'll just do what? Wave what? Wave my hand. God is so good. And I tell you, that introduction, if you get as loud as the evangelist Selena was on that introduction, I'm not going to have any problem hearing you today. I greet you in the powerful and penetrating name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to speak to you from God's holy, sacred, and divine word from Lincoln Paul Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610, where we believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, compassionate reaching, and what, church? Come on, I can't hear you. Hallelujah, praise. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. I would like to speak to you this morning about good success. Good success. And for those of you that like to read the scripture with me, we find it in the book of Joshua, the first chapter and the eighth verse. Those that are willing and able, stand to your feet and let's read the word of God, the sermonic text. Read with me and read it from your heart. Express it loudly. Express it from within your heart and out from your mouth as we read Joshua 1 and 8. It starts like this. Let's read. This book of the law shall not depart now, but thou shalt meditate day and night, Thank you. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, did everybody say then? Then thou shalt make thy way, say thy way, say my way, prosperous, say prosperous, and then, say then, thou shalt have good success. Let everybody say good success. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me, and let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Good success. Now, while there are personal successes in life, here the focus is on spiritual wisdom that brings good success. This book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. Joshua says, he said, you are to recite it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. Now, during this time, there was no television to watch. There wasn't a radio to listen to. There wasn't a cell phone to text, an iPad, a laptop, a computer. There was no social media and all the various platforms that people use their time and spend hours watching and working with and the televisions and all and listening to. They didn't have all that. Matter of fact, at this time in biblical history, they didn't even have the 66 books of the Bible that we have today. But they did have tablets. They did. That was all they had. And their tablet wasn't the tablets that our young children wanted to buy. Their tablet was made, and it was hard. It was almost like cement, really. And they had to chip and carve out the words. So they didn't have a lot of things to distract them in their teaching and learning. There wasn't a whole lot for them to do. If they were believers and followers of God, the most important thing for them to do was to recite, was to read, and was to study God's holy, sacred, and divine word. So they called it the book of the law, Moses' law, the Pentateuch, five books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. But it was enough in those five books for them to learn how to have good success. Let me hear you say good success. And see, he said, let it not depart from your mouth. And he says, observe everything written in it, for then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. As I said, it wasn't a whole lot to do that, like we have. But with this godly wisdom and book of the law, it was a great benefit to those that utilized what they had. Just like if we utilize what we have today, which we have more than they had then. Let me hear you say more. See, we have more, but I believe they spent more time than we spend today. Can I get a witness? So after the death of Moses, God calls on Joshua to lead the Israelites. Joshua was an Israelite general. He was like a supervisor and leader over the people. He led the Israelites across the Jordan River, and then over and there he would go and take them on to get the possession of the promised land. See, God guaranteed them victory way even long ago, even during the times the successor of Moses. He was the successor of Moses, but God had already given his people the promise of victory. Just like he has given us promises of victories that we can assume that we can welcome in our life in 2023. The promises of God are just as strong and true today they were back then when this text was reading. Can I get a witness? So God guaranteed victory in this military campaign. And he vowed and promised never to leave the Israelites so as long as they obeyed his law. Now, though Joshua made mistakes along the way, ultimately Joshua always had firm faith, and he was courageous. Let me use the courageous. He was courageous, and he was willing to help up, which here was God's people, and all of the ones following, some good, some bad, some didn't know the way, some were bringing opposition, but God worked all that out. But it didn't change the position that God had put Joshua in, because Joshua was the leader, and if nobody else followed the instruction, if nobody else followed the principle, it was important to Joshua. Many are called, but few are chosen. Joshua did what God had called him to do. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of sincerity and humbleness. But more so in his life, he looked to God for guidance. He looked to God for how to lead these people, millions of people, as well as his family. And however, Joshua's mistakes and failures, they were only temporary. And whatever you may be going through right now, is temporary. Right now, you have to have the attitude that whatever my family or my children or whatever the church, whatever we are going through, is a temporary situation. That's why the Bible says, think on things, not on the things that are seen, but the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. That's why we must focus our attention and our affection on the things which are above, and not on the things that are in this earth. Because all of these things are one day going to pass away. No matter how many cars, no matter how much money, no matter how many bank accounts, no how many clothes and you have, all of that is going to pass away. And even this body is going to return to back what it was before God blew the breath of life into a ball of dust and we became living souls. Can I get a witness? So we must set our affections and our attention. What do we have? We have the book of the law. We have God's word. We have the Holy Bible. Let's know everything that we need to know concerning God and the study of God and his ways, which are not our ways, and his thoughts, which are not our thoughts. But he shares with us through his word. And we can get wisdom that even though through hard times and opposition and hardships and things that come against us, we still can have not only success, but good success. Come on, let me hear you say good success. Joshua put an adjective in front of success. He described the success. Success in this world that Hollywood stars are pro athletes are people that are generational talented and have gifts, that success they have, and many of them I hear them saying, I love to hear people do say that, that have those gifts and talents, that say they it come from God. Now, some of them won't acknowledge that, but some will say they would not be where they are. They would not be making the money they are. They would not be performing and doing things that they are doing in God's world if God didn't give them the strength, the gift, and the talent to do it. They know where their help, some of them do, comes from. Can I get a witness? So as we look here in this text, right now, you said to yourself that whatever you're going through is a temporary situation. Even the thing that are temporal, and even Jesus said that he come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Not only will we have life more abundantly, we also can have success more abundantly. Because God says that he would bless us according to his riches in glory. There are things that eyes have not seen and ears have heard that God has prepared for us. Can I get a witness? So, as we talk about success, he said it was good success. And I believe that good success is the kind of success that we learn that Joshua is talking about. Not our own accomplishments and personal accomplishments, but success that comes from a good God. Isn't God good? Right now, we must learn to continue to put our faith, our trust, and hope, and have obedience. Let me hear you say obedience.
Obedience.
Obedience to God and his word. I believe it can turn into success. I believe we can turn things into success because if we have that option and we utilize it and we try again, over and over and over again, repeatedly, sooner or later, because he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. I want you to know today that determination, let me hear you say determination, and focus, let me hear you say focus, it will often increase after experiencing disappointment. See, when you become disappointed, you going to either have to increase your determination, your courage, and your focus, or you're going to just give up. Can I get a witness? You have that option. You can either stop and let go, or you can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can say, I am the head and not the tail. You say, if God be for me, it's more than the whole world against me. And that includes Jerry Springer's children. Can I get a witness? God bless his soul, but I tell you what, can't people act up? Can't people act up? They don't care if they're on television. They don't care if you're watching. They don't care if they're videoing. They can act up. And the devil is going to act up. He's going to act up against you, and he'll try to cause us to do the same. But we have to tell the devil, get the head, Satan. You got to move out the way. I serve a God that is able. I'm covered under the blood. My family is covered under the blood. Get the head, Satan. Get behind me. I want to walk. I'm going to talk the talk. I'm going to say hallelujah. I'm not going to give up. Success is mine because you promised it. You vowed it. And I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to hang on in there. Anyhow, can I get a witness? And oftentimes people, that when they are successful, people are devastated
because failure looks so many ways that they just want to blame others. But let me tell you something. Don't play the blame game. Don't try to look for a scapegoat. What I want you to do, instead of look for a scapegoat, look for a savior. We have one. We have one that died. We have one that suffered that we might live. Don't worry about the scapegoat. Don't worry about the haters. The haters can't do anything to you. Can I get a witness? David says, blessed is the man, and I said, woman, boy, or girl, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, let me hear you say, my delight. He said, his delight is in the law of the Lord, which he shall meditate both day and night, and shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that shall bring forth their fruit in their season. Tell somebody, I got a season. It might not be today, but I've got a season. I've got a season because I sowed some good seed. I'm sowing some today, and they're going to come up. Every time you say amen, every time you say hallelujah, every time you drop a penny or a nickel or a dollar or $100 in the plate, every time you are sowing a seed, and if you sow that seed, it's going to come up. I didn't say anything about the bad seed. They're going to come up too, but we talking about success, good success. Come on, tell somebody, you ought to sow good seed. Sow good seed. Sow good seed because you're going to reap just what you sow. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I just want you to know today that God has got our back. And I want you to know that experience taught Joshua. Experience let him know that he told him as they went over the river. He said, if you want to follow the false God, you can do that. Or if you want to follow the true God, you have a choice to do that too. He said, I don't know what you might do. I don't know what you might decide. But for as me and my house, as for me and my house, tell somebody, for as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Come on, tell somebody, I'm going to serve the Lord. You're serving him right now. I'm going to serve the Lord until I die. Success comes with a price. How many of you know that Jesus paid a price? How many of you know that he had to suffer? How many of you know that sometimes we're going to have to suffer? But he paid the price. Because he died, we have an opportunity to live and have good success. Let me hear you say good success. That comes from the good book. Let me hear you say good book. Good success that comes from the good book that is about a good shepherd. Can you say yeah? That's why we talk about our amazing Bible. How many of you got my amazing Bible? You need to recite it day and night. It said, my Bible is a source of surprising wealth, a storehouse of food for the spirit's health, a refuge of peace from a world of strife, a place of success from the storms of life, a firm foundation beneath my feet, the shelter and shield from the noonday heat. How many get hot sometimes? Not just from the heat, but get hot on the collar. Won't the devil try to make it hard for you, especially when you look like you're going to be or you are successful? Can you say yeah? It said, my Bible is an unfailing help in the time of need, a joy and comfort to all who read, a book that presents as I read it more, a friendly face and an open door. A plan for the man, the woman, the boy, or girl that is down and out. Anybody know what it is to be down and out? Can you say yeah? But it's a goal for the soul that is torn by doubt. A chart for the heart that has lost its way. A light in the night and a guide by day. A cure for the sure for the sin-sick soul. A calm and a balm that can make men, women, boys, and girls whole. Can you say yeah? So grand and so grand that it stands alone. The greatest book that the world has ever known. The good book, the good shepherd, is all yours. It's all to your choosing. Don't give up. Don't turn loose. Read your Bible. God's promises are true. I want you to have it. Come on, say I want it. Say I want it. I want it so bad that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn loose. I'm not going to let go. Say I want it. That's why I'm going to get it. Because winners win and losers lose. A winner never gives up. A quitter never quits. A quitter never wins. And a winner never quits. You're going to win. You're going to have success because you're not going to quit. You're not going to let go. God be for you. It's more than the whole world against you. Come on, say good success. Good success. It's mine. It's all mine. God bless you. Ask everyone to stand to your feet. Everything comes with a price. You can't learn to swim if you're afraid to put your big toe in the water. And you can't learn good success if you don't know how to put your face in this book. Now, I didn't say Facebook. Let's not get the books mixed up. Spend some time with this book. Yeah, it says therein. But he says, the New King James Version says, put everything that is written in it and look at what's in it. In it, you got to put yourself in it. Hold fully. We might not get everything right, but if we make our best effort, wholly and completely, we do our best, God will take care of the rest. Is there one today that desires to accept the Lord Jesus? Not because you've done everything right. Not in every eye crossed, every teeth. That's why we have Jesus. The thing that we can't do for ourselves, Jesus Christ took it on with him to the cross for us. And that's why we can say we are righteous through our faith. That's why we can say we know that we're going to make it. Is there one today? I extend that invitation. If there be a joiner, if there be one that desire to unite with the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, we ask you that you come down the aisle. The doors of the church are open. The church is a place of refuge. And that's where people and families need to be. With the time that we are living in right now, the churches should be running over. Every pew should be full. But there are many standing on the corners, sitting at the bus stop on those benches when they should have been sitting on these benches. And some problems and some generational
things. It didn't start today. It started long ago. And it's hard not to know the way. It's hard not to have one to lead the way. Train up a child the way it should go. And when he get old, he will not depart. You have success in the church because of your training. Even though it might have been hard along the way and the enemy tried to sidetrack you, but you are standing on what you were taught, what you believe, and you need to pass it on down to your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. If not, at this time, we're going to say any that desire special prayer. Just raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to ask Mother McCoy to lead us in prayer. You're having good success already.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, once again, Lord, that we come to you as humble as we know how, God. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, God, for good success, God. Thank you, Lord, for down through the years, Lord, you have been good to us, God. Oh, God, you have been not just good, but you have been mighty, mighty good. Oh, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you all today. Oh, God, let's thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for our good days, God. Thank you for the bad days. Oh, God, we want to thank you for sickness. We want to thank you for health. Everything. We want to thank you, God, because we understand, Lord, that we still have good success because we woke up this morning. Hallelujah, God. We have good success because you started us on our way. We want to tell you thank you. Thank you, God, for how you have brought us. Evangelist Evans, God, from a mighty long way, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you how you blessed him with a new heart, God. You changed your word, God, and you did just what you said. Oh, God, we want to thank you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you this morning because you are so good. So good. Oh, God, and the ones that are holding their hands up, God, bless every situation. Oh, God, there might be someone that's homeless on today. Oh, God, we know you are able, God. You can do anything. If there be any among us that are sick, oh, God, we know you can heal and you will. Oh, Lord, we know on today that all sickness is out of the death. And so we tell you thank you. We can't thank you enough because we have been mighty, mighty good. And we thank you this morning, God, for good success. Amen.
Amen. Name it and claim it, church. Thank you for that prayer. We're going to dismiss. We thank God for his healing. He said the elders shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We've had so many that have been sick, so many in the hospital. Shirley White, we have the evangelist, Evans' wife, Mary Evans. Evangelist Evans, who had a heart transplant. And right after the heart transplant, he had a stroke. And we said, Lord, have mercy. We've already gone through that. So we had to start praying for the stroke. But they got that in the clock. They got that under control. Now he's doing better and responding. So we have to keep praying and praying and praying. Evangelist Selena Hunter, mother had a procedure week before last. She went and come out successful. My wife had a procedure just so that she went and came back home the same day. She rested today, but God healed all of them and everybody doing better. That's what I'm talking about, good success. Good success. Not all about money success. There are a whole lot of other things that money can't buy. That only come from God. Millionaires and billionaires have problems and troubles and sadness. And some of them are depressed. Even with all the money they have, they still have to deal with depression. Now unto him
It is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence in glory with exceeding joy. Now to the only wise God, our Lord and Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now to self dismissed ushers. Have a good
church. I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times and give praise shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you. In the good times or the bad, we come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
And his praise.
And his praise.
No matter what I see or
how I see.
Hey, say, as long as I'm breathing. Oh, yes, I'm breathing. I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Oh,
magnify.
Come on, let's do it together.
Let us exalt you.
You're worth it today, Jesus.
Let's lay down our crown
and lift up the name of the Most High God. Today we come to do it together. If you whip somebody, look at them and tell them, say, let's do it together.
Let's
go. Come on, put your hands on it. Father, be glorified. We love you, Jesus. Hey,
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all
times.
And his praise
shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel,
say, as long as I'm breathing. If you got breath in your body, come on, let's magnify it. As long as I'm breathing. Let's go.
Oh, magnify.
Come on, let's exalt his name together today. Hey,
together.
Let's lay down our
crown.
Lift up the name of Jesus. We come to do it together. There's power when we do it together. Tell somebody, let's do it together.
Let's do it together.
Come on, one more time. Lift those hands high.
Oh, magnify,
magnify
the Lord.
Let us
adore
the name of Jesus. We magnify God.
Let's lay down our
should have lost my mind.
Should have lost my mind.
Yeah,
So good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I really should have lost my mind. Some of you have gone through some stuff this year, in the middle of a global pandemic, in the middle of social unrest, you should have lost your mind. But thank God for the peace of God. Oh my God, thank God. Oh my God, for Jesus, you should have been dead. There are some of you who shouldn't even be watching this stream right now. You know the truth. I don't know your testimony. You know the car accident should have killed you. You know cancer should have taken you out of here. You had all the odds stacked against you, but you're still here by the grace. It's not because you're good, it's because he has been better.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me. I know just how dear you'll never.
to what my God can do. Everything he did for me, he will do it for you. Just ask him for deliverance from all of your cares. He's never too busy, and he's always there. He cares. He cares for me.
Tell him he's alive. Tell somebody
he's alive.
It'll all be over after a while. Oh Lord, it'll all
be over
after a while.
After a while.
Oh Lord. His
kingdom will meet.
We're gonna sit
at
his feet.
He'll
all
be over
after a while.
After a while.
Oh, I'm gonna say it again. It'll all be over after a while.
Reached down and picked me up.
I don't know about you, but guess what? You are next in line for a miracle. You're catching the wave? Let's go down memory lane with one of the hottest female quartet vocalists today. Many of you know her as Sister Lisa Knows Brown and the Brown Singers. You're catching the wave.
There's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you.
And I'll be there
in line.
Cause I want my
blessing. Oh, there's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you.
And I'll be there in line.
You to sing your verse. There is joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Oh yes, I am
in line.
I want my joy. Healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Yeah,
I want my healing.
There's healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. I gotta have my healing.
Your own understanding.
I'm trying to tell you, all you got to do is and believe. You got to trust in him and then believe him. The old church used to sing, I'll trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, I'll trust in the Lord. How long you going to do it, Lisa? Oh, till I die. Oh, oh yes, I will. And believe me.
You will.
God's got a blessing with your name on it. I'm talking to somebody that's out there right now. God's got healing with your name on it. Yes, he does. God's got a blessing with your name on it. Is there anybody out there tonight know you got a blessing? Can you lift your hands and say, it's mine, all mine. Work a miracle for me. I'm looking for God to make a way out of no way.
I'm looking for God to heal like never before. I'm looking for God to make a way in the land. Oh, I will. And if you believe that he will, say, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe God's gonna do it.
My.
Too early to shout. I ain't supposed to shout right here. I ain't supposed to shout right here. But I know I'm next in line.
Oh, my. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave, and we are live from the NFI studios on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Got more music coming your way. Once again, you can feel free to join us on our website, nfiradio.com. We are right here 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from Studios 1 and 2 of the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
yeah,
I'm grateful for everything
you've
done for me.
Thank you for choosing,
thank you for choosing me
to
be,
yeah,
a beneficiary of your love
in my life.
In my life, Lord, you're the star.
Hey,
and I can't say the
place
of your grace.
Yeah.
13 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios. Somebody said, well, who is that? Well, look, check it out. That's Ted and Sherry, the Wall Group. And those of you know the Walls Group, right? They are a family. And do they have the talent in that family? My goodness. Look, we've got more just like that coming your way right here all the way up to 5 o'clock today, and you don't want to go anywhere because we've got more brand new music for you, the old, the new, all just for you, and you are right here on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and look, want to remind those of you to tune in right here Mondays through Thursday for these awesome men and women of God that come forth preaching and teaching the Word of God. We start off every morning at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a powerful preacher, and at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., you can catch another pastor or minister coming forth preaching the Word of God. That's Mondays through Thursdays at those appointed times. And on Sundays, you can catch these awesome men of God coming forth at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2 out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. You're catching the wave.
Mm-hmm. I could have lost my mind, but God, I could have lost my hope, but God, you never left my side. I want the world to see. Been nothing but good to me. You have been, yeah, yeah. Nothing but good to me.
For the world he loves, for the world that he full of. I believe. Try Gina.
My, what a time we are having thus far. We are right at 13 minutes after the hour, and to God be the glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. More music coming your way right here from the NFI studios out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can lock in Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Want to remind you to tune in to our NFI television gospel broadcast out of DeKalb, Georgia, every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can lock in out of Georgia at DeKalb Channel 25. That's DeKalb Channel 25. Every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. And if you're out of state or anywhere in the world and you want to live stream us, you can live stream us at DEKALB25.com. Again, that's DEKALB25.com, where you can catch the wave with us right there at 4 o'clock p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, out of DeKalb, Georgia. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. Again, thank you so much for catching the wave.
Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossing. Sing high. The sky, shut up with blindness. No shelter, or help is nigh.
the disciples, y'all. Now that we perish, oh, how can thy love to leave? Yeah. Obey Jesus. All he had to say was, peace be still. Can I get a witness to wave in your hand tonight? If you need it, Father, we need it in our schools, Jesus. We need it in our jobs. God, we need it in Jackson, Mississippi. Give it still. Yeah. Whenever the Lord said, I want to tell somebody tonight, I don't care what the devil said. You're leaving with peace. Matter of fact, by the time you get back to your address, you ought to walk in your house and find you some peace. God, I thank you for peace. You've been a good God. You've been a good God. Anybody know all he gotta do is be peace. Count what it looks like. You're going to heaven. Matter of fact, you already got it. Get somebody, wave your hand. Lift up your hand and thank God. You've been a good God. We thank you for peace. I need you to put your hand in the neighbor's hand. Squeeze the hand. Hey, can you do me a favor? I wish I could touch everybody, but can you look at the neighbor? I want to let you know something. Tell them, first off, I love you. But say, neighbor, I don't care what you've been going through. Say, neighbor, whatever you've been going through, I'm getting ready to pull you out. When I count to three, I just want you to pull your neighbor and give God a ridiculous peace praise. One, two, three. Pull your neighbor and say welcome to your season of peace. Whatever. Anybody grateful? Anybody grateful? Ooh-me. I need you to look at your neighbor and say, you're not leaving the same way you came, but you're gonna leave in peace and name. Oh my. Can somebody lift up your voice and give God glory for peace? Give God glory for peace. I don't need no selfish worshipers, but can you give God glory not for your peace, but for somebody sitting next to you? That when I lift up my hand, I'm petitioning God, don't just move for me, but move on everybody on my road. Somebody shout!
When someone decides to follow Christ, their life is changed forever. Death turns to life. Despair changes to hope. Dark becomes light. It's a deep, quiet moment that could easily be kept hidden. But a change this profound can't stay a secret for long.
It's time for the world to see what God has done. For we were once in darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Baptism is an act of faith. It's a celebration, a beacon cutting through the fog, a message to the world that a lost cause has been redeemed, that God is here and He is transforming lives. So embrace this moment. Declare His glory and let your light shine.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
But I saw no one. The voice I hear sounds so sweet. I know it was Jesus talking to me. Oh, just as soon I recognize on his way. Make him my choice. Talking about Jesus. Oh, that man from Galilee. Lord, one day I heard a voice, but I saw no one. The voice I hear sounds so sweet. I know it was Jesus.
I know it was Jesus
talking
to me.
Just as soon
I
recognize all his ways. Make him
my choice.
Talking about
Jesus.
Oh, that man from Galilee. Listen. This man can speak, turn
water
to wine. That ain't all.
This man can speak.
He gives sight
to the blind.
I never knew a man like this
before.
A man who can
open
anybody.
Do you know it?
Talking about that man. From Galilee, give sight to the blind, cause the lame to walk, took two men by the loaves of bread, multitude of people, my Savior fed. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Oh, that man from Galilee.
What's the shout?
Jesus knows.
You know, in today's world, so many people don't praise God until their blessing come through. But Keith Wonderboy is here to encourage you today that the best is yet to come. I'm getting happy already. So praise them in advance. Don't wait. Praise them now. Until you're getting back home, until the sickness is gone, when the money's come through, praise him for blessing you. He's already brung you out, so don't you doubt. Start to shout now. Church in hell, put those hands together, put those hands together, come on and give them some praise. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? You ought to praise them right now. Can I talk to you before you get that new home, before the sickness is gone? But I'm claiming in my life, it's gonna be drama free, because God said it. Praise him on credit. Praise him right now. Believe you're gonna be debt free. See that your best days are ahead of you. So claim it in his name. I'm gonna be blessed.
Don't you wait until you praise him now. Going back down memory lane, the late, great Mr. Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices, and certainly we miss Keith Wonderboy Johnson. And many of you are constantly playing his music, and wow, many of you played that Christmas song over and over and over, and you're still playing it every Christmas. All right, well, we are right at the bottom of the hour, right here from the NFI studios out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Got more music coming your way. We are right here for you, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. Thank you so much for your comments and your kind words. to let us know that you're catching the wave here from the NFI studios. We'll be right back. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. We'll be back with more great gospel music. Thank you for catching the wave.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
As I walk through the valley, I'm not gonna fear. I've got a God that is with me, to hear my will draw near. Closer and closer I'm going, more and more I'm getting. Take me to that place where I know I'll that is with me, to him I will draw near. Closer and closer I'm going, more and more I'm getting. Take me to that place where I know
the same no more. Deeper into you I will go. Forever with me I know. You've never let me down. You pick me up, you're more than enough. My life's in him who wears the crown. We are children of the King, so look at us now.
I will never be. I got the victory, so I will never ever be.
your head out of the water. Even when the storms come swiftly, and it looks like you swallowed up completely. This is our greatness to set up. Oh, I encourage you, don't give up. Even when it's rough, keep your head up. And if you feel in the groove, put your hands up. Stand strong, never opportunity to say no. Wake up, strong form, fight back, never sleep off. I've got a message for you, don't you give up. And if you're with me and you're feeling the song, it's coming straight from the heart. You better swallow a melody's word. He will put you over, put you over. When it's tough and you're about to give in, I wrote this song to encourage you. Never quit and you will be the
song of encouragement.
Don't you ever give up. Put your hands on your chest and say, it doesn't matter how it is.
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter what I feel. I will never quit on him.
Don't
he will never give up on me.
Come on.
It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter what I feel. I will never quit on him.
He will never
give up on me.
Don't touch me.
The Most High is my best friend. I'm so anointed you can touch me. I'm surrounded by his mercy.
No.
I pull out the word and do a selfie. Because the greater one is in me. Enemies cannot ever defeat me.
Yeah.
Don't trust me. My lyrical flow is so interesting.
It
is powerful and relaxing. With the scriptures I will press in. It's life giving, good lifting, soul saving, body healing. Pay attention, it relieves your tension. No.
Thank you. But down here on this earth, it get a little rough sometimes. Listen, I sung with Dad a long time. I never will forget that other thing that Daddy said. He said, when my work down here is done, and my rays have been worn, when I come down to my clothes, take it down. Oh, I won't stand and fall no more. Daddy, I just want to be able to live my come down to the end of my journey. I want everything to be alright. I feel good here, y'all. I'll be through moaning and groaning, waking up crying in the middle of the night. I don't know what y'all want to do, but I want to look up and say,
thank you.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, and you are catching the wave. Once again, it's always our pleasure to bring to you the very best in gospel music. You can feel free to give us a call, or you can join us on our website. You can call us at 347-215-8049, or you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Look, that was the sound of the one and only original, Javi Watkin and the Canton Spirituals. All right, well, look, we are right at 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia.
That everything will be alright.